Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
Well, we're staying in Acts chapter 2, verse 42. It's a lot in that one little verse. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to breaking of bread, and to prayer. You know, one of my favorite quotes is from John Wesley, "Nothing of eternal value ever takes place except in direct answer to the prayers of God's people." I'm going to say it again. Nothing of eternal value ever takes place except in direct answer to the prayers of God's people. Someone else said, prayer moves the hand of God. I think Moses prayed. I was reading this morning in my devotions when he was up on the mountain with God and Aaron built the golden calf. God said, I'm going to wipe that bunch of people out and start all over with you, Moses. And it says that Moses said, no, you can't do that. But I think Moses was praying. I really do think he prayed to God. He said, Lord, no, don't do that. And God relented. What if Moses had said, oh, that'd be great, man. I'll be the new leader of a whole new band. No, he went to prayer. He sought the face of God, and God relented. Just a few verses later, when Moses came down from the mount, he was as mad as God was and breaks the Ten Commandments. But the point is prayer. Prayer changes things. And I want you to spend some time praying. Say, God, teach me to pray. That's what the disciples said. That's a good thing to pray. Lord, teach me how to pray. Have a good day, and I look forward to being with you tomorrow. Hey, Keep Your Drive Alive was designed with you in mind. And if it's working, I'd love to hear from you. Why don't you drop me an email?
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.